السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله. Blood Venture.
The season of tasting honey.
ترک سفر کن مردم من از دل واپسی.
The night before Ashura, when Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, told his companions what would occur and that they will all die, he told them to leave, but they refused. The 13 to 14 year old boy, amongst them Qasim ibn al-Hassan, asked, "O uncle, will I also become a martyr in this fight?" He asked in our choice of words, "How do you reckon death tastes?" He said, "It's sweeter than honey." As Ashura came, he started fighting. Then he was hit by Ibn Fudayl al-Azdi on the head, which broke. He then fell on his face on the ground and shouted, "O uncle." Hussein rushed to him like a falcon would when hunting. Then he attacked like a furious lion and hit Ibn Fudayl with his sword. They tried to bring him back and a tremendous fight occurred right next to Qasim ibn al-Hassan. They came and the Imam pushed them back, and because of this tremendous fight, dust arose from the ground. It says, then the dust sat down. Imam Hussein pressed Qasim to his chest and brought him to the body of Ali Akbar. He had been both an uncle and a father to Qasim since he was the age of 3. They say, "Why are you beating your chest?" Crying and tears popular to the people. The chest beatings and tears aren't for itself. They are for values. What is hidden behind the mournings, chest beatings and cries is maybe the most significant treasures of mankind. It's the divine values of God, of which Hussein ibn Ali was the personification. It's remembering those values and keeping them alive.
محرمان حلقه زده در پی پیغامی چند. محرمان حلقه زده در پی پیغامی چند، چشم انعام مدارید ز انعامی چند. فرصت عیش نگه دار و بزن جامی چند، که نمانده است ره عشق مگر گامی چند. در بلاییم ولی عشق بلاگردان است. امشبی را شهدین در حرمش مهمان است.